Page 116. Listening. A. Listen. Check the main idea.
Today I'm interviewing my mother Sylvia so that I can pass her story on to my kids and grandkids. Mom was born in 1924 and she's 89 years old. She lives in New York City. Mom, tell us a little about where your parents came from and why they moved to New York City.
My mom and dad came from the Ukraine in Russia. In the 1920s, things were very bad there, so they decided to seek a new life in America. They wanted to escape from being poor. In Russia, Mom was a dentist and Dad was an accountant. But when they came to New York, Dad started selling insurance. Unfortunately, he died when I was just 4 years old, so Mom had to raise me alone.
That must have been very hard for her.
Oh, yes, it was. She didn't speak much English, and she had to take over Dad's business. We were quite poor when I was a child. Mom and I stayed in rooms with different families around the city. I went to 12 different elementary schools.
Wow! How were things different in the city back then?
Well, there weren't many cars or taxis. I remember once I was given a taxi ride as a birthday present. It was so exciting. The subway and bus rides cost 5 cents each, and there weren't any fast food restaurants.
What did you do for fun?
You know, I used to collect milk bottles and return them to the store. For every empty milk bottle, I got 2 cents. By the end of each week, I had 14 cents. Then I spent 10 cents on seeing a movie and the rest on candy. I also used to go to Central Park a lot and watch the clouds. I love clouds, even now that I'm 89 years old.
What's your happiest memory?
Oh, Phil, that's easy. Marrying your father. And I was very happy when you and your sister were born. I always wanted children.